You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca. Joins us, Peter. Welcome to the show. Congratulations, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Do you go by Peter or Pete? Which one do you prefer?
I guess probably Peter. Certainly if it's written down, it's a little more balanced. So yeah, let's go with Peter.
All right. Well, we'll go with it, man. I always like to know. So that's good. So, Peter, obviously you were in the NHL for 8 years in the Chicago organization. And then you spent the last few seasons, in the NCAA. Kind of walk us through, you know, obviously you and Stan Bowman have a history, but, the conversations maybe with you and Stan, but also, with Chris Knobloch and, how you got this gig.
Yeah, no, thanks. Obviously I have that relationship with Stan and certainly enjoyed working for him in Chicago. And that was the first point of contact in this process. And, you know, again, like it's Chris's team, it's Chris's staff, and Stan's like, hey, I like you. I think you could be a really good fit. And I want you and Chris to connect and talk. And that was great talking with Chris and getting to know him and see how he likes to do things. And yeah, evidently he thought it'd be a good fit to, as well.
So, Peter, when you come in as the goalie coach, obviously, you know, you can't change a goalie. You know, there's certain things that they just, you know, can't do. For instance, people tell me, hey, Stuart Skinner's got a narrow stance. It's never going to change, right? So you work on things. When you come in as a goalie coach now, it's a new organization. What is step one in the process for you when you start working? I guess let's start with the NHL guys first and Skinner and Pickard.
Yeah, I mean, I guess step one, I'll take it back to the interview process and just going through a ton of video to really get a feel for their games, you know, outside of just being a fan and watching NHL hockey and playoffs and whatnot. So doing a deeper dive there to get a feel and certainly have my thoughts and assessment with that. And then the next step with that is, yeah, I've had calls with Stuart, Calvin, and Matt Tompkins so far. So getting to know them is people and how they tick and what they're thinking about their game. So I'm really big on that human element to get things started. And then, I even just got off the phone with Stuart and Matt both today as well. So getting to know them and how they process the game. And then to your point, they're like, you're accentuating their strengths and enhancing that and making those even better.
So you mentioned how you get off the phone with them because you want to just sense like, you know, what do they see? And a lot of it is, you know, understanding how they view the game. And I guess, you know, is it too early to say, like, what are you looking at improving this year? You kind of ask questions or you got to see them on the ice before you get to that point?
I think it's all of that. I think innately, just as a hockey guy, a goalie guy, you watch goalies and it's probably maybe too natural of all of us to maybe form opinions or thoughts or apply our expertise. So I have that, but I try to hold that in one hand. But then as you're talking to them and what's their perspective on that? So where is some overlap on the thoughts right there? Perhaps where some ideas or openings where, hey, they suggest, hey, I really want to improve this in my game or this is what I really like and where can we take that? So I think that's where it starts and you find those commonalities first and really accentuate those points. And then, you know, if there's something that I think I'm like, hey, have you considered this? And yeah, we talk about it, we do video and we're not at the stage yet of getting on the ice together, but we certainly get on the ice together and create some situations and have them solve those problems.
Peter Aubrey joins us, a new goalie coach of the Oilers. You know, the good news about being a cup-contending team is you go to the cup final. The bad news is it's a short offseason. And so here we are. It's already the middle of July. You know, there's less than 2 months, really, before training camp. So do you need to get on the ice right away with some of these guys? What's kind of the plan of attack or of when you want to see them face-to-face?
That's a great question. Yeah, I guess we're still in the conversation mode, but yeah, no question. I'll get on the ice with them at some point, whether it's, you know, Stuart does some stuff in Kelowna going on. Talked to Calvin the other day about some stuff pre-training camp. And actually that was what the conversation with Matt Tompkins was just about. So again, I wish I had a better answer for you or more info to give you. But right now it's like, yes, I will get on the ice with them before the season, but just have to leave it at that at this point.
Now, we know that Stuart's in Kelowna, and he works with Adam Francilia, who's a trainer, right? He works on a lot of biomechanics. Right? He doesn't do a ton of, like, RVH or any of the technical stuff. But do you and Francilia have a conversation as well about, you know, what are some of the things they're working on and maybe how that can jive with what you want to do on the ice?
Yeah, and again, like, I'm just not at that point as I haven't yet met Adam, but again, I like working with people and learning from people and sharing ideas, and certainly makes you refine my own ideas and stuff. So we haven't done that yet, but that's going to be in the cards here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm all about, like, kind of as I mentioned before, like, on the ice where we're creating drills or whatever you want to call it, creating situations where the player solves the problem. And I'm just a big believer in the body sorts itself. We're going to create a situation and Stuart's body is going to sort it, and we're going to create some constraints on certain elements that maybe encourage a certain behavior or whatnot. So yeah, body movement, like, and that all working together, like, that's fantastic.
Yeah, now that's very fascinating how the body kind of corrects, sorts itself. I know, talking to some other, you know, goalie analysts and even Stuart, like, if there's one thing, you know, at times, you know, he rotates a little bit of over rotation times when he comes across and you end up spinning on the ice. And I'm far from a goalie expert, Peter, as you can probably attest from how I worded that. But is that, like, as a goalie coach, when you look at something like that, like, I don't think it's a snap of your finger and, oh, we do one motion and magically it's there. It's just, how do you build, like, those consistent patterns over and over so that allows the goalie to, you know, to have trust in his motions at certain times or certain areas of the ice?
Yeah, I guess, like, as you talked about getting into the actual skill acquisition part, and with two parts of that, of one, reading your environment, which is first and foremost, in, you know, hockey terms, we can say reading the play.
Yep.
But we're looking to take our cues from the environment. Now, if we have a separate bucket, we can talk about the actual physical capacities to do a move or movement or whatnot. Sure, we can work on those, I think, a little bit ahead of time. I know myself, like, I talk about replicating sensations. What does that feel like? How can we repeat that sort of stuff, and not getting too stuck in the weeds of, oh, hey, let's make sure our elbow is at this angle or whatnot, with that internal focus, because that's just not, you were talking about the home run derby yesterday. Those guys aren't thinking about their elbow position when they're taking a cut. They're feeling nice and good and everything's working together. So look to apply that as well with the goalies. Now, again, I did mention we put in perhaps some constraints for how we do things, or maybe even, balance, I guess, as I'm rambling here, balance is a big thing. Maybe we're starting a drill in a slightly uncomfortable position, so our body has to reorganize itself. So again, I know I'm kind of jumping a little bit all over the place right there. But yeah, I think you can work on the physical capacities of someone, but when it truly becomes a skill, it's when they have that cue from the external environment and being able to read the play, so now it works together and it's retained to use in a game.
Peter Aubrey joins us, goalie coach of the Edmonton Oilers. Reading the play is massive, Peter. You've been a goalie coach now for over a decade plus. What are some things you've learned early on till now that you can help a goalie understand in reading the play and where they can improve on their reads?
Well, I think at the end of the day, the reason we all get scored on is something happens too fast for us. Even if we make a bonehead play and make a mistake, we run out of time to go and correct that. So we talk about putting ourselves in positions. Let's make that game slower. How can maybe we do our part to create a straight line shot instead of, you know, a little bit of a lateral play where we're able to control that with our positioning and whatnot. So again, with that, I wish I had a better answer for you, but you talk about it, like, know your environment. What's the most dangerous threat? What's the most likely threat? And I think as you constantly train, where now the athlete's able to scan their situation, I think that improves their reads. And then obviously video as well is a wonderful tool for their play reading.
And a lot of that in your experience, when you work with guys, like we talk about defensemen, and well, a defenseman needs 300 games to really kind of understand the nuances of the position. Goaltenders historically under the age of 25, there's not many of them in the NHL. There's a few Marc-Andre Fleury's and a few outliers. And as part of that, it just, they take longer to understand reads that allows you to play better as a goalie.
There's a lot there with that. I think that a big thing with the goalie is you're not overly protected. You need a well-rounded game.
Okay.
And so just to compare it to maybe a defenseman or forward that gets called up from the American League, okay, that forward can go get his 6 minutes. stuff, or it can be maybe he can go play the wing instead of having down low center responsibility. So you can do little things like that with the matchup, whereas you have a young goalie coming up, he needs to be well-rounded because he might be facing a 5-3 power play coming on. So I think just the overall rounded game, oh, sorry, there, I got the ring camera going off. The well-rounded game is one thing that really makes it to take longer, because I think the forwards and D can play a little bit sooner without being as well-rounded as what is necessitated at the goaltender position.
And when you talk a well-rounded game for a goalie, what would you put in the necessary pieces to be well-rounded?
Oh, wow, that's another great question. Well, I guess I really like to live with four, I'll say, little pillars or whatnot. Of the first part, like you said, of reading the play, which is incredibly important. So if we throw out all the technical stuff, if we were to take a really good AAA forward, a 12-year-old forward, and he plays goalie against a bunch of 8-year-old players, he's going to do really well regardless of technique because he's going to read the play. So that's a big, you know, pillar for me. And then after we have the reading of the play, I like to just look at, okay, where is the goalie in that moment? How's his positioning? Firm believer in positioning is going to stop more pucks than anything else. Then after our positioning, okay, well, we're covering something. So now what's behind us? That's, we have to understand our coverage. So those are three big parts right there. And then for me, the puck stopping mentality. You know, these are high level athletes. There's certainly a level of compete that's necessary. So those are my big pillars, I guess, that I like keep coming back to. And then again, within that, I was just talking about balance. You're going to have balance. You're going to have tracking. You're going to have the reacting game and blocking game and whatnot. But I like to live in that broader base area of what's happening in front of you, where you are, what are we protecting behind us, and then a high compete level for puck stopping.
Peter, let's go back a little bit to kind of what got you interested in wanting to be a goalie coach.
That's another great question. You know what? I probably, just as I was getting older, I enjoyed it. I played college hockey. I probably, to be quite frank, I really wasn't great at goalie until maybe my junior year of college.
Okay.
And now you start hanging out with some people who are coaching goings and actually realize, oh, there can be a couple methods to this madness here. So probably just taking an affinity to that. And I'm actually quite proud, like as I was able to finish up college and play some pro hockey, I really had my focus on just kind of learning more about the position. So that's probably where I really took a step of like, man, this is something that I really want to do. And then, you know, evolving as a coach, I started out with the goalie technical side of it. And then as I started my coaching, I'm actually quite proud. I was able to get my master's degree once I started coaching and having a family. And so I've put a lot more focus on human behavior and relationships. And I guess took that into pro hockey, where you learn more about analytics and then skill acquisition. So I guess that's a little bit my path. There's things that have impacted me through wanting and enjoying being a coach.
Peter Aubrey joins us, a new goalie coach for the Edmonton Oilers. And I always like this question because, you know, it sounds like obviously you're somebody who has a little bit of a thirst for knowledge. You're always looking to learn more. When we talk to a young Peter Aubrey and now the Peter Aubrey today, where's the area you feel you've learned or grown the most as a coach?
That's fantastic. That's again, another real good one. I certainly think that human element, well, I feel I've been in touch with it, but that the expression, you know, they don't care what you know until they know how much you care.
Okay.
I think that's massive. And, you know, again, just not to be corny, but another thing that really resonates for me is they really may not remember what you told them or taught them, but they remember how you made them feel. So that's something that I really lean into. And I think with that approach, I'd call it having a fair amount of success with the goalies I've been fortunate to work with.
Now, when you're, do you ever put the pads on, Pete, anymore?
No chance. No chance.
No. Okay. So we won't see you out there, with Skinner and Tompkins and Pickard and all the other guys one day, just bringing on the pads for fun to show them. No, that's not happening.
We're going to be in trouble if we get to that point.
Yeah. Okay. when was the last time you think you wore a set of goalie pads?
you know what? It was the first year after I was finished playing. I was coaching at Mercer University, and it was about Christmas break. So everyone had gone home with the exception of five guys. So I thought, yeah, why not? I put on 25 pounds. Let's give it a go. See how it feels.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was probably a great thing that I learned right there. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I got to take care of that and get back in shape. So that's probably a valuable lesson I learned from my early days of coaching to also take care of myself. But that was, yeah, that was the only time that I've done it since. And to be quite fair, probably if I hadn't been coaching, I might be playing men's league as a forward or something like that. But, you know, the thirst and desire on the coaching side really fulfills me hockey-wise.
Okay. Now, how's your shot? Because so if you're not putting the pads, I see a lot of goalie coaches are on the ice. You're working with the guy, and you're doing a lot of the shooting. How's your shot?
Yeah, the Oilers did not recruit me for my shooting either.
Okay.
So I'm sorry to be a little bit disappointment there. No, again, I'm a big observer when we're coaching, and yeah, the best training tools, I think, are other teammates for sure.
One last one for you. As a goalie coach, how much will you work with Kelly Gard, who's in Bakersfield?
Yeah, that's great. We're actually on a call tomorrow with him and Jeff Salako.
Okay.
Yeah, I've spoken with Kelly a couple times. Sal I've known for quite some time. So, yeah, really excited about the group of guys that we have and really the communication that's already been established going into the job with those guys. So, yeah, no, I expect us to you know, have regular phone calls and conversation, know what's going on. I think that's important. You know, players get called up, and for myself, those are other sets of eyes that can help me. And I certainly think that perhaps there's a tidbit here or there that, you know, I might be able to share and help with the other guys as well.
Well, Peter, we look forward to seeing you face-to-face later on, I guess, into the fall. Congratulations on getting back into the NHL, and best of luck.
Thank you very much for having me on and welcoming me to Edmonton. Thank you.